Shalom Aleichem, everybody, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas B'Shalach, Shabbos Shira, and we move from Tu Bishvat, looking forward to the Yom Tov of Purim, which is only 30 days away. Let me begin with a mashava, go to a halacha, and leave you with a kasha. Let us begin with an inyan of mashava. At the end of the parasha, Klal Yisrael asks for the man. Gemara says in Yuma Daf Ayin Hey, Basar Shalu Shalai Kahigin, Eaten Lem Shalai Shalkahigin. When Jews requested the slav, it was an incorrect request, and therefore it was not given with blessing. But Lechem Shalu Kahigin, then they asked for bread, they asked properly, Eaten Lem Kahigin. So the man was given as a blessing, it was given as the food of angels. It was given in a wonderful way. So the Gemara is saying that the request for man was proper. Good. In Tehillim, Perek Ayin Ches, Pasuk Chav Beis, Ruchav Dalid, it says about the Jews in the Midbar, Kaloi Haminu Belekim Veloi Batru Bishu Asai. The Jews didn't have proper faith in God, and Betochenin is helping them. And then it says, because of that, V'yitzav shchokim imau, V'dalsi shemayim posach, V'yam t'alei amon lechol, V'dogan shemayim, V'dogan shemayim nosan lomay. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them mon, because Kaiso didn't have Betochen, that's why they got the mon. What's going on? Was it Kahigan? Or was it not Kahigim? So I share with you a mashava that was Margala Bapume of Rav Moshe, printed in the Kehel Ram, and that is the following. It's printed in the Darash Moshe as well, but more Bikitzin. Rav Moshe used to say that, what was the Rabbi Shalom thinking? He didn't give them bread to eat. Of course Klal Yisrael is going to scream for bread. What was Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan, Kaviyoch? Zokt Rav Moshe, just like Hashem didn't give Klal Yisrael clothing. They didn't need clothing. Simlas cholei balsa me'alecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give them shoes. V'ragel cholei batzeika, z'arba'am shana. And they didn't need it. The Rabbi Shalom would have made Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, like Moshe Rabbeinu, up in Shemayim. People that didn't need to eat. That would not have had to eat bread at all. If they wanted to eat, they could eat. If not, they would live without eating. That's what the Rabbi Shalom would have done. However, Klal Yisrael felt hungry. They felt that they need to eat. Feeling hungry is very much depends on the mindset of a person. No, of course there could be people that are hungry because they didn't eat anything. But as you all know, sometimes we eat and we're still hungry. Klal Yisrael lacked a certain bitachon b'Hashem to go into the Midbar with a sense of not needing anything. Had they done that, it would have been ideal. Lamaisa, they felt hungry. They were a madrega low, and they would have been. So they asked for lechem. They kahigan. You can't blame people for asking for lechem. Nevertheless, David Amelo tells us in Tehillim, ki lo yaminu b'lekim b'lei batcho b'shu asai. And they had the right attitude. They would have relied, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us man, it'll be fine. Just like they relied, Hashem didn't give us clothing, it'll be fine. As Rav Moshe used to say, that it's that way with many of our needs in this world. Many of our needs in this world. Yes, Kadosh Baruch Hu, give us this, give us that, give us the other thing. Of course, we would like Rav Moshe to shower blessings upon us. We're supposed to daven. However, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives bracha two ways. Sometimes he gives bracha because he gives you what you asked for the physical things you requested. And sometimes he creates a situation where you don't need it. You just don't need as much. What a blessing if we could be in a situation where we don't need as much. Rav Pam used to say about Shidduchim, that a shidduch with someone who's willing to support is wonderful. But a shidduch with a woman who needs less, that's even more wonderful. Maybe not so common, but even more wonderful. That's Rav Moshe's message here in this aspect of the mon, that once they were on the madrega, they needed it. But a higher madrega would be not to need it. That is a machshava on the parsha. Let me move to a dvar halacha. Says again in this week's parasha that Vayikach Moshe asas miYosef imay. Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef. Question is, why is Moshe Rabbeinu taking the bones? Who's Isaac and Levaya? Even of Adam Gadol, the family, his children, his grandchildren, his descendants. There was Shevet Menashe and Shevet Ephraim. They should have been patching with Atzmus Yosef. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu busy with Atzmus Yosef? All right, you might come up with answers, but the Gemara says the correct answer. Gemara says in Sita Daf Lamed Gimel, Kvaydai Bigdailin. It wasn't because everyone else was lazy, because it was understood, Kvaydai Bigdailin. The covenant of Yosef was that the Gadol Hadar should be Isaac in the Atzmus Yosef. There's a clear in Paiskim, as I'll mention in a moment. If it's proper to take a mitzvah that you're obligated in and be mechabed someone else with that mitzvah. Sometimes a person has an opportunity to do a mitzvah, but there's an Adam Gadol. So he tells the Adam Gadol, here, you do the mitzvah. An Adam Gadol, a Rav, comes to the Shechita house, the Shechting, with the Shechting chickens, and they go to the Adam Gadol and they mechabed him with Kisei Adam. That's really the Shechit's mitzvah. But Adam Gadol comes, he mechabed him with Kisei Adam. That's a meaning. It's interesting. When they shecht animals, they're not mechabed the Adam Gadol with Kisei Adam, only when they shecht chickens. So you'll have to figure out the reason for that. But Lamaisa, is it the right thing? There's a shach in Simin Shin Pei Beis, pretty famous shach. He says it's not right to be mechabed other people with your mitzvah. It's not correct. And as a matter of fact, he screams about bris milah, that the father should learn how to do bris milah. Why are they giving away the bris to somebody else to do? L'fisha ra'isi kama anoshim mechabdim acherim lomul es b'neyem. The Shah says, I've seen so many people that give a kibbutz to others to do bris milah. L'daiti mevatla mitzvah saseh, or mitzvah gedela shel milah. V'yesh lebezim levatel minigzu. The idea of giving the bris milah away to a male, he says, no, do it yourself. Now, he doesn't mean you're mevatel mitzvah smil, you're mekayem mitzvah smil through a shliach. It means you're not doing it right. You're not mechabed the mitzvah. Hashar says, do it yourself, don't give it to others. The Tvashar disagrees. Tvashar disagrees, and he says, derech kibud is fine. You can give away a mitzvah derech kibud. V'haraya, guess where he brings a raya from? From Atzmus Yosef. He says, by Atzmus Yosef, you see, they were mechabed Yosef. The Gemara says, kvayde b'gedaylem. We might sit here and say, oh, everyone else was lazy except for Moshe Rabbeinu. No. The Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says, kvayde b'gedaylem. They gave the God Ladar the covet of being mefana, the bones, of carrying the bones of Yosef to his Eretz Yisrael. So it's for a shar, you see, that derech kibud is fine. You're taking the mitzvah, and you're being mechabed Adam Gadol to do it. It's not a zilzal in the mitzvah if you're doing it derech kavod. And therefore, the Tvashar argues with the Shach, and he says that what we're doing is right. In Binas Adam, that's the Chachmas Adam in the back, and there's Arichas, and Binas Adam, and Shar Issa Veheter, Simin Zion. He's not happy with this. Yishtaka Hadavar, he says, no, you're wrong. Kavod HaMeis is different. Burying a mace, the whole thing is an inyan of Kavod HaMeis. So Kvayde Bigdailim. But not Shar Mitzvahs. He expresses horror. He says, do you think if you have a lulav and esrog and no one else has one, and you hear that your Rebbe, who's a Gadol Hadar in the next town, doesn't have a lulav and esrog, do you think that you'll send him your lulav and esrog? You'll give away your mitzvah and you have someone else do it? He says, God forbid. God forbid. You don't give away mitzvahs. And therefore, the Chai Adam, the Chachmas Adam, is matzdik, the idea that you should not give away mitzvahs, you shouldn't be mechabed, you should grab mitzvahs. Chacham leiv, yikach mitzvahs. A wise man takes mitzvahs for himself, he doesn't give it away. He doesn't give it away so quickly. Sometimes an opportunity, dam for the amid. An opportunity, dam for the amid. So it's a schus for a nifter, so avelim go first, if there's no avel. It's only schus for people who are not alive, it's not a schus for people who are alive. Pella. If daming for amid is a schus for somebody who's threatened with Gehenim, certainly it's a schus for someone in Eilam HaZeh. Chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. Don't give it away. Don't be quick to give it away. And that is the message. I, Kvayde B'Gdailim. The answer is, a mace is different. When it comes to being Isaac with a mace, it's in of covet, of kibud. So kibudim, that's different. So this is a machlaikis and what to learn from Yikach Meshach Asmas Yaisis. Is it the idea that it's always good to give kibudim to Gedailim like this for a sharhov? Or no, dafka by mason, you should be machabit mason, and you should do it. Somebody once asked Rav Feinstein, why didn't say a hesped at the levaya of Rav Moshe? He said, because a hesped is off covered ames. I'm not a good speaker. That's not covered ames. That's covered me. Hespedim is covered ames. Before signing off, I told you a machshava, a halacha, and a kasha. Ich fashteinish, I don't understand. Peladik Apostolic, we read it every year. V'yikach Moshe Satsu B'Yosef Imai. Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef with him. Ki hashbia has b'nei Yisrael Eimar. Because he had made Klal Yisrael take an oath, saying, Pochid yivkeh l'kim eschem, alis mesas mesem yiseh etchem. Because he made them swear to promise, take an oath that they'll take him. I don't understand. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef. He made them swear. I know a lot of parents who told their children where they want to be buried. I never heard that. They made them swear. They leave it somewhere. Where you go? Where you want to be buried? The children go and they bury him there. But Yikach Moshe, to me it should have said, because Yosef requested it. He says, some of them swear. That's the reason he did it. Pella. Because he made them swear. Must be a good teretz. Well, maybe we'll come up with one. And with that, I want to wish everybody a gewaldige Tu Bishvat, whatever remains of Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat is Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag of Purim. We should daven that Purim should be able to be an appropriate, proper Purim. Why should someone get vaccines? So that Purim, he can be Mesameach the way he should, without any fear, without breaking any rules, health rules. You get a vaccine, you get a second vaccine, and you'll be all ready to go. I'm almost ready for my second vaccine. Me, my wife, Yitzhak Hashem, looking forward to a safe Purim Bezos Hashem. Wishing everyone a wonderful Gevaldige Shabbos, a meaningful Tu Bishvat, which was Tu Bishvat. He's looking now towards the Haskalah of a spring season with a renewal. Oh, the world could use it. The tefillah should be answered. All the chaylim should be nisrap. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu give a shmira. Mikol Tzara Tzuka, Mikol Nega Umachla, here in Eretz Yisrael. A good Shabbos to one and all.